morning madhouse. Hour 98. No limit, Larry in here morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was popping, we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruck is the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gap the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's for a roll, Nation for a roll. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This is my spot, yeah. Morning Mad House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. This is my spot, yeah. Morning Mad House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shawty got the game on lock. Morning Mad House, don't stop, yeah.
They told y'all don't stop, man. We out here with it. No Limit Larry in the Morning Mad House. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today is hump day. Boy, boy, boy. Yes, it's feeling like that, man. Like it's been a long week, but we still here in it. It's hump day. Welcome to Wednesday, August the 12th. Inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And you already know. Y'all, the door temperature right now is about 73 degrees with a high today right around 8 a.m. Of course, you can look out for those afternoon showers and downpours. They are still here. The pop-up showers are powerful. Saying the rain chances will increase heavily around 12:30, 1 o'clock. Till about 65% and increased to about 70%, between 3 and 5, and then the rain is slated to be on and off for the rest of the afternoon after that. So, if you got some afternoon plans, you better get it done before lunchtime. How about that? In the madhouse with me this morning, she bike. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Good. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Ready to do it. Hey, ladies. Working woman Wednesday. How y'all doing out there? All right, let's do it.
I'm just making sure you was all right.
Good. I'm good. Just a bit of a little bit. I ate a little bit too late on, what was it? Well, today's Wednesday, Monday night, and it just, yeah, it didn't do me right when I woke up, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's where I was. It just.
Little Pepto knocked that out.
It wasn't good. It wasn't pretty. I tried.
Yeah.
I tried to get up and do it, but it's like, nah, buddy, lay it back on down. That ain't gonna work today.
Also, the madhouse room for this morning, y'all say what's up, the comedian, Burpee.
I say good morning.
Everybody at Gaffney.
Good morning.
Come on, man. Asheville.
Good morning.
Statesville.
Good morning.
All the way back to Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How was your night last night?
It was good. It was long. I had a long day yesterday.
Yeah, me too. My days are, you know, they become longer because I'm on this workout plan and got a lot of stuff going on in the community. So on about 10 different boards and working with the city on something.
Yeah, but
so.
You asked me.
Yeah, I was just saying I feel you. I was just saying I feel your pain, big head, big teeth boy. What'd you do yesterday?
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay.
When I left here, we did an interview for the new podcast I got started. Shout out to Matt Barnes. We interviewed Matt Barnes. Visuals coming soon. And then I didn't get home until like after 5. Then I had to do Oxcore Wars with Jay Dukes.
What up, Jay Dukes?
Me and Mr. Bankshot from Instagram went against each other. That was fun.
You lost?
No, I won.
Nate.
I definitely won.
You know I'm winning.
You can go look at the polls on the page. I won.
On who page?
On Oxcore Wars.
Okay. I will be checking it.
Oh, go ahead. I won.
Okay.
That was fun. So that's a little tournament that they're doing, so I guess I move on. I didn't know it was a tournament. They just asked me to do it today or last night.
Okay.
And, went to my sister's house, and that was it.
All right.
How was your day, Larry?
It was great.
Now is when you go.
It was great. Matter of fact, you know, the top news yesterday was President... hopeful Joe Biden picking Kamala Harris as his running mate. A lot of folks are either they like it or they don't like it. Me personally, I just like the fact that he picked an African-American female. Number two, she went to HBCU. Number three, she's a part of AKA. She's an AKA. So, you know me. Shout out to him. I just want to know, like, for the people that that don't like it, what they don't like about it. You know what I mean? I know everybody has their own opinion, their own political view. I just like to hear the difference of opinions because, you know what I mean? I'm gonna just be completely honest. I don't know what she totally stands for, but, so maybe that's why some people don't like it. So I don't know.
I've read that people are not pleased with her record as far as criminal justice when she was the DA in California.
In Cali, yeah, I heard that.
And that she is responsible for a large amount of African Americans to be imprisoned, for them to go to jail. I'm like you. I don't know much about her. I have to go back. I have to read up on it. I'm not 100% sure. So I have to go back up and read on it. But I was reading comments on different people's pages and things like that yesterday. And I remember when she was running for president, I actually posted on my Facebook page because I still wasn't familiar with her then. What is it about her that people that you don't like?
Right.
That was the large response that I got. People are not a fan of her record.
Of her sentencing guidelines, along with Joe Biden's sentencing guidelines when it comes to criminal activity. They said this, that some of their sentencing guidelines were unfair.
Unorthodox. Of course nobody will ever be satisfied with, but at this point, does it matter? Trump is in office. Issa Rae say, I'm rooting for anything, everything black. Kamala Harris is black. I don't give a damn what her record is. I don't care what she did in California. It ain't over here in North Carolina.
Well, Ben Carson is black, too. You root for him, too?
No, hell no. He ain't running.
I'm talking about what he was, though. I mean,
no, hell no.
But just because it's black doesn't mean that it benefits the black community.
But
you know what I mean?
With this pick, people are going to nitpick her. They're going to nitpick Joe Biden. They're bringing up stuff Joe Biden did 30 years ago in the early 90s. So y'all have Donald J. Trump in office. Shut up and vote and get him out. That's all it boils down to. That's what it comes down to.
I mean, you know, there are people out there that like Donald Trump.
Yeah, so. They are.
I mean, he's in office, so somebody put him there.
You exactly right. So, but it's because a lot of people didn't go vote either.
Yeah. So the bottom line is we have to get out and exercise our right to vote.
Right.
But that was the biggest news that came down on yesterday was Joe Biden naming Kamala Harris as his VP.
Which is a promise that Joe Biden made.
Yeah.
He said that he was going to pick a woman as his running mate. So, you know, a lot of people have been saying, hey, don't go out here making all these promises and then you don't stick by them.
Mm-hmm.
It is important to acknowledge that Joe Biden made a promise, which was to pick a female running mate. And he actually held to that.
And he picked a black one. I mean, African American female. So I like that.
Running mate.
Yeah, I like that part.
She's making history as the first African American woman to be running for vice president on a major ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she from an HBCU.
When they win, if she don't ski me.
HBCU, we in now, buddy. We in now. We need $300,000 million for all HBCUs. Kamala, let's get it.
When they win, if she don't ski weed, I'm canceling the whole, my whole vote.
You already know she gonna put a piggy up. You already know it's going down. One thing about us, I don't care what kind of job we got, we gonna still be us. We gonna be black. We gonna be black when it's time
you
to
be
black.
You better ski weed one time for the one time.
You know Barack still got a basketball court. In the back of
he
the
sure
White House.
Did. The boy was hooping. One thing Barack Obama did, he was hooping at the White House.
They still got a big grill on the back of the White House.
Boy.
I never forget watching them swag surf in the White House.
Boy, listen. Stop playing with Barack Obama.
Swag surf
in the White House.
The White House.
We're playing with Barack Obama.
We're going to be us regardless.
Right. Never forget.
Never forget.
That Barack Obama and Michelle Obama had allowed us to swag surf in the White House.
And he said he had my favorite rapper on his playlist. He said he was listening to Jeezy. He talked about it in one of his speeches.
Boy,
then he hit the, I said, look at Barack, baby. We gonna be us.
Barack Obama.
I don't care what job we got.
HBCU dance.
Boy. In the White House.
In the White House. The swag surf.
Oh, yeah. So you already know they're going to come through the White House doing that line dance, stepping on people Jordans. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Does God seem distant to you today? Have you prayed and felt nothing? Have you read your Bible and heard nothing? You know, we can go through all of the spiritual motions and be convinced that God has removed himself from us. Is something wrong with him? Well, what I've learned is that the problem is not God, but with us. Because when we sin, it creates a barrier between us and God. It is as if we are hiding ourselves from him, so he cannot hear us. To fully experience his presence, we must come out of hiding and acknowledge our struggle. Abundant forgiveness is available, but we first must admit we need it. God doesn't expect perfection, but he does expect honesty. So today, be honest with God about where you are and receive the forgiveness he offers. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Nolan Valera, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B today. Nolan Valera, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. I like that song, Lil Baby, mostly Scar right there. 6:09, 9 minutes out at 6 o'clock. Your high today is going to be right there, 87. And, of course, it's time for your Madhouse question of the day. The hashtag is hashtag M-H-Q-O-T-D, your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse Nation, here is your question of the day. If you ever need to find it, you can use the hashtag MHQOTD. We were talking about it earlier. Joe Biden announced Kamala Harris as his VP running mate. What do you think about this pick?
Like I said earlier, me personally, I like the pick. When I posted it yesterday, I saw a lot of the comments, and it was kind of like 50-50. But me personally, I like the pick. And like you said, Jessica, earlier, a lot of people talk about her, not only her record, but Joe Biden's record. But I think, you know, this is a great combination, and you got to give people a chance. You got to give people a chance. So I like it.
I am in favor of this. I do not know her history, so I can't speak to that whole piece of it. But I'm sort of like Burpee. I also can't do four more years of this. You know, like, we're stuck in the middle of a pandemic and have been provided with no leadership from the president. He's been all over the place about it. It's a hoax, and I don't need to wear a mask, and this medicine cures it, and I'm taking this, and let's use a UV light. And if we want to talk about records and in history, you know, let's look at the history of him as a businessman and how many bankruptcies he's had and things like that, and what he has said. I'm going to grab him by the pee. And, you know, there's also some things about his past that are not good. So let's give somebody else a try. Let's give somebody else a crack at it.
I'm going to start a new hashtag. Hashtag B-A-T. Blacks against Trump.
Bat?
Yeah. Hashtag bat. And you know who's a part, you know who's a part of bat?
Hashtag might work.
You know who's a part of bat, Larry? Kamala Harris. So if she against him, then I'm with her. I don't care what her record is. I don't care what she did prior to today, prior to the election in 2020. I don't care. She's in there. Biden is in there going against Trump. So that's all I need. That's all the record I need. That's all the information I need. I'm cool with that. I love the pick. It's a woman of color. He made history. Joe Biden has been part of the two most historic elections. If you think about it, first African-American president of the United States, he was the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
First African-American woman to run as vice president on a major ticket is his running mate. So I'm with him.
Okay.
I'm with my boy. Body and Kamala. Kamala.
I'm going to need to get her name right.
What is it?
Kamala.
Okay. Kamala.
Jessica, how do we tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail. 704-227-8780. What do you think about Joe Biden's pick of Kamala Harris as his vice presidential running mate.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, it is 6:23 time for your first Nosy Neighbor News quickie. There is a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot in the works, but this one is going to be a little bit different than the one you remember. This one is going to have more of a dramatic feel to it. Will Smith is set to produce the reboot along with Morgan Cooper. Now, if you remember, he is the guy who is responsible for that dramatic trailer that went viral on the internet. The reboot will be an hour-long series that will dig deeper into the origin of Will's character while highlighting the issues of black men in America today. Right now, Netflix and HBO Max are potential homes for the reboot. I actually saw a video of Will Smith and Morgan Cooper chatting about it. It was a quick snippet. I'm a little excited about this one. I definitely will watch this reboot if it happens.
Now, I'll check it out, too. I would rather for it to be on a Netflix where you can watch the whole thing at one time. You know how they, yeah. You know what I mean? Well, you don't have to wait episode to episode. You can go binge watch the whole thing at one time. Mm-hmm. Either way, I think people are going to tune in and they're going to watch. But I need to call Will because I need a role or something. I'm trying to reboot my acting career.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to watch it just to see the difference between, you know, what differences they made between the old one and the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And how it'll work. But yeah, I'm interested.
If there's nothing about this that will be the same as the original other than the characters. This one is a full-fledged dramatic series. Like
good.
What you see with The Shy. There's nothing comedic about this.
Good.
It's really, really dope. So I'm excited about seeing this one play out. I'll post that trailer up on my Instagram story for you too. @HeyMissJessica if you missed it. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
All right, coming up, we popping off Working Woman Wednesday. And of course, you already know what it is. We got your Madhouse Classic Throwback. We the plug. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
My working ladies. It's B-Town, baby. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Yep. Without you, baby, we hopeless. Right. Keep doing you and in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City. Guest only, your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County School teaching. And stay under the radar, overachieving.
When I'm on the grind, working all week.
MVP, baby.
You the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding, working and she grinding, working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding.
Salute to all my working ladies out there. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 87. 72 degrees right now. And we got a working lady on the star phone. Who we got today, Miss Jessica?
We got Miss Kendall Fields on the line this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Miss Jessica. Burpee No Limit. How y'all doing?
How you doing, Miss Kendall?
Good.
I am doing wonderful. Thank you.
You've been doing great work out here in the community. I just recently found out that you actually have a big foundation called the Fields Foundation. Tell us a little bit about your Fields Foundation.
Well, No Limit, you remember 20 years ago when my husband was killed, I started a foundation in his honor, the Bobby Fields Scholarship Fund. And I kind of stopped doing my foundation to focus on raising my children. And so at that time, we used to give need-based scholarships. And over the years, that was things that held near and dear to Bobby's heart. But as life progressed, there are things that held near and dear to my heart. So I rebirthed the Fields Foundation. And so with my children who are now adults. And so the love and support from the city of Charlotte has been so overwhelming. I was like, you know what? The time is now to continue the work that I started 20 years ago. And let me add, No Limit, for the past 20 years, Power 98 and you, No Limit, amongst other of the radio personalities, you guys have been wonderful in supporting me in all of my endeavors, and I just want to say thank you for that. That's a long time.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, I do remember you giving out scholarships to kids who really might not have had a chance to get a scholarship had not it been for the Fields Foundation. Your husband meant so much to the city to the point right now. I think he's the only Charlotte Hornet with his jersey retired. So big ups to you and your family for that as well, because he was doing great works in the community before he passed away.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to us.
Now, Kendall, I saw a video where, you were, I think it was your son, or it might have been you, it was on your page, that you were out with, you were showing love, you were showing love to Block Love, you were showing love over there by the tents in Tent City, and you have the sleep, you have the sleep out that's coming up. How do you feel now seeing that your children are actively a part of the foundation and the community and helping you out?
You know what, Burpee? I give myself a big pat on the back as a single mom, and to know that the morals and values that I instilled in them, I'm seeing the fruits of my spirit. So it makes me extremely happy. You know, they say raise a child in the way they should go and they will not depart from it. So it makes me happy. It does.
And one thing about your son, Trey, actually came out and he actually does videos now, right?
Trey is a professional athlete, an influencer on TikTok. He got a lot of time. he and some of his friends are getting ready to launch a huge app that I probably wasn't even supposed to mention that. But, yeah, he's doing some big things, No Limit.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of things that's going to come from the Fields kids. So just wait. Hold tight.
What else will we be seeing coming from your foundation? What do you have on the horizon?
Well, one component and a big component, first and foremost, would be Sleep Out Charlotte. And every year we're going to pick a charity or foundation to benefit the homeless community. You know, I made a promise to myself during quarantine, you know, it was all about loving on my children for this brief moment. But when things kind of settle down, there's a family that live in Delahaye that I've adopted 20 years ago, and I always make sure they're okay. It's like 14 kids now. And so I make sure that they're okay, and I pass by College Street, and I was like, no longer can I drive by 12th and College and pass by my homeless brothers and sisters without stopping and making sure they're okay.
No doubt. So speaking of Sleep Out Charlotte, we're going to take a commercial break and come back and tell the Madhouse audience all about Sleep Out Charlotte. Why is it going down? How is it going down? And what made you want to get involved in, you know, deeply involved in the homeless community? Because I will tell people firsthand, Kendall has been out there with us on the front line. Like, you know, a lot of people, you know, with your stature will send money or they will send items, but they will not show up themselves. So I applaud you for showing up yourself, not only one time, not two times, but on a consistent basis. And that's one thing about the homeless community. I think they need is some consistency with organizations, with people, because I think so many times people start stuff and they don't continually show up. And that's what we hear when we're out there in the community with them, with the homeless on a day-to-day basis. But when we come back, we're going to tell Madhouse Nation all about Sleep Out Charlotte and how they can get involved. All right.
All right. Sounds good.
Charlotte's plug is Pod 98.
Yeah, yeah. Get up, ladies. Today is for the ladies.
I woke up like this.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday and sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she's gonna do it. Yeah. She's gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working one more Wednesday. Working one more Wednesday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Wait. Can't forget about Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Wait. Can't forget about Wednesday. Working one more Wednesday.
Power 98, WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is the Working Woman Wednesday inside. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, and we're talking to Miss Kendall Fields from the Fields Foundation, talking about Sleep Out Charlotte, which will be going down when, Miss Kendall?
This Saturday, August 15th, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's right, 6 a.m. But one night, we're giving up the comforts of our homes and our beds, and we are camping out to stand in solidarity with our homeless brothers and sisters, but more importantly, to raise money for Block Love Charlotte. So I need the community to come. The event will be set up near the corner of Pfeiffer Avenue and College Street, which we call The Wall, and it's where Block Love feeds the homeless each and every day. We will be collecting items such as sleeping bags, bottled waters, Gatorades, bug spray, towels, you name it. You can go to thefieldsfoundation.org for the entire list of things that you can donate. And No Limit will be there with me. Can we get Jessica and Burpee? Ha, ha, ha.
Unfortunately, I will not be in town this weekend. So I won't be able to make it, but I will drop off my donation. I will make sure that my donation makes it out there for that to support it. I will definitely do that.
I will also, I had a cousin pass last week and I'm going to his funeral this weekend. So I'll be out of town also, but I will make sure that No Limit Larry has my donation too.
Nah, you can just send.
Thank y'all.
Definitely.
And if y'all don't want to give it to me, y'all can just cash out $BlockLoveCLT, $BlockLoveCLT. That's where all the money is going. And y'all see the work we're doing in the community, because we also, you know, my goal is to raise at least $100,000, which would carry us all the way until next year, because we don't know what this pandemic is doing, but we know we're out there doing the work, and we've been doing the work for 159 days straight. Since the pandemic hit, we've been out there each and every day. So when you're looking at an organization that provides or assists with housing, feeding 200 people a day, clothing, shoes, hygiene products, transportation. So just day-to-day needs for upwards of about 200, 250 people. So when people ask you, like, where's the money going? All you have to do is look at my Instagram, or just look at Block Love Charlotte's Instagram. You see we out there doing the work each and every day. So we invite y'all out this Saturday. And Kendall, I wanted to ask you this real quick. When you first rode by Tent City, what was your thought? Like, what went through your mind?
Well, it was pouring down, raining, number one. Mm. And I was in awe that it was that many tents set up. And, I mean, the rain was coming down, and some of the tents were already lopsided, flipped over. And my mouth was open. I think I drove around like 6 times and just videotaped it, because I was just totally shocked. I've been in my zip code. That's the problem. We don't leave our zip codes. And I'm not the only one who wasn't aware of it. There's a whole lot of people that's not aware of the homeless epidemic that's going on right here in Mecklenburg County. Mm-hmm. It's on Tryon Street. You drive down Trade Street. They filling up the bus stop benches. And so we have to do something about this. It's too many resources here in Charlotte, too many wealthy people to have this epidemic ongoing like this. And we have to put a stop to it. It's a lot of charities and organizations that kind of put a Band-Aid on it. But what I wanted to say is, what they don't see behind closed doors with Block Love Charlotte is the love that you guys give these people. A lot of these people just need a hug, just want to be heard. And we hear them, we see them, and we care. And that's what I love about Block Love Charlotte. You guys are very much hands-on. You know, the women cry in Miss Deb's arm, and it's a lot.
It's a lot to take
in one day.
I tell people it's a full-time job. So, you know, a lot of people think, you know, once we leave, it's over. But Deb deals with a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and, you know, heavily involved. Like, they know us by name. We know them by name, so it's not just like a fly-by-night type of thing. And to be committed, along with our volunteers, to be committed for 159 days straight is commendable at least. You know what I mean? So I salute to the citizens of Charlotte, because the citizens of Charlotte, like I always say, the program that we're involved in, Black Love Charlotte, is not a city program. It's a citizens program, because they have kept the program going. They have funded the program through Cash App, through PayPal. So, you know, we haven't received any funding from the city of Charlotte, from the county of Charlotte or Mecklenburg County. But, you know, we continue to do the work and we continue to move forward. So definitely big ups to the citizens of Charlotte.
And Kendall,
yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but that's what you were alluding to it a little bit just now when you were speaking. But My question that I had was, why a sleep out? For you said you wanted to get back with the organization and get things going again. Not necessarily why, but what made you want to do that as your first big, okay, I'm back?
Well, after I drove by 12th Street 6 and 7 times, I started to go out there each and every day. And when I saw the actual living conditions of the people there, it just broke my heart. And you go to your bed every night, you know, let me go to his bed, Miss Jessica go to hers. I come to my crib every night with air conditioning, with a hot meal, with a plush bed. And No Limit knows the conditions they live. It's horrid. No human should have to live like that in this city. And I said I couldn't watch that anymore, you know.
Mm. Mm. How do folks get in touch with the Fields Foundation if they need help with anything?
You can go to thefieldsfoundation.org, and my foundation is brand new, so we're still 501c pending. However, the work is still going on. So, unfortunately, No Limit with the Sleep Out Charlotte, because of COVID-19, we're limited with the number of volunteers. But because we have you, my kids will be there, Block Love Charlotte. We just need the community to come out, make cash donations, drop off the items listed in thefieldsfoundation.org, and make a difference that way. But I plan to do this every year, so I'm excited. I'm excited to see the change that's going to come.
All right. Thank you, Kendall. And we look forward to seeing you this Saturday, 6 p.m. Y'all pull up on us. We're going to be on the block, a.k.a. Yes. The Wall, 710 North Tryon Street at the corner of Pfeiffer and College. Pop out with us. We're going to be out there, baby. We out there.
Thank y'all so much. I love you guys.
Thank you. No problem. We love you back. Kendall. 73 degrees today, so it's got to be right now. 87 sunshine peeking through right now, but we're going to deal with some rain right after lunchtime, and then the rain is going to be in and around the area with those pop-up showers and thunderstorms. They're going to be here for the rest of the day after lunchtime, so be on the lookout for that. Right about now, we want to let y'all shine. Somebody's birthday, somebody's doing something good in your life, somebody's doing something good in the community. You want to shout out to the essential workers. You're an essential worker yourself. Call in to pat yourself on the back. You know what we say. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
I got my shine list ready, so I'm going to kick off shine this morning. I got somebody I need to let shine. Actually, two people. Both of them are pastors. Shout out to my man, Pastor John P. Key over there at New Life. I like what you call him, that Uncle Pastor. He likes that, too. Always doing great things in the community, man, and continues to do great things and great work in the community. Shout out to Pastor John P. Key. Every time we tap in and every time we ask him to do something, he does it, whether it's for us or whether it's for the community. So double salute to Pastor John P. Key.
I want to give a shout out to Matt Barnes. Had an opportunity to talk to the homie yesterday. Totally different person than what I thought he was going to be. I had a chance to interview him. The guy that you saw on the NBA court is not the guy off the court. He's an activist. He's fighting for social justice, and he's super cool, man. Shout out to him. I just want to give a shout out to him.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Yeah,
I'd like to
give a shout out.
All right, go ahead.
Ma'am?
Go ahead and give your shout out.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. My name is Shane. I'd like to give a shout out first for God waking me up this morning, my mother, and I'd like to give a shout out to my beautiful fiance for giving me up, being a sister to a driver every morning.
There it is. Daddy.
Yes, sir. Shout out to her for getting you up, go get to the bag. I got one more shine. Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church. You know, he does our inspirational power word of the morning. We put it out there to almost every pastor in the city. And Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church has been by far the most consistent when it comes to, you know, bringing inspiration to the people and making sure that, you know, our people here in Madhouse Nation have some inspiration. So shout out to Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Y'all know how it goes down. Miss Jessica's on the way with that Nosy Neighbor News. It's going to drop right about 7:24.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, nosy neighbors, it is time for your Nosy Neighbor News quickie because your Nosy Neighbor News is right around the corner. Nick Cannon, boy, he is taking some legal action against Viacom. Find out what he's doing and how much he is suing for. He wants the big bucks. That Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight, there's been a change to that. I got the details about that. And remember I told you all that Tracy Morgan and his wife are getting a divorce? Mm-hmm. He is asking for something in the divorce. What is he asking for?
I want my name back. He want to pull Ike Turner. She can tear the items, but give me my name back.
What you got, Bert?
He want his sex back.
What?
The sex that they used to have. He want it back.
Doesn't even make sense, Bert.
Uh-huh, because if it ain't good and you get in a divorce, then you want it back. Sometimes you just want it back. Okay.
That's probably one of your dumbest comments ever, Bert.
You want the sex back.
We'll find out what it is. It's coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News.
Now. I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
Right after music.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, August 12th. Nick Cannon is taking legal action to take his show back. Last month, Viacom CBS severed ties with Nick after his controversial statements regarding the Jewish community on his podcast. Now, word is Nick plans on suing the company for $1.5 billion, billion with a B. According to Nick's people, Wild and Out has brought billions of dollars in revenue to Viacom since 2015, and Nick deserves and has earned everything it is worth. They also say that Nick plans on investing the money into youth programming, creating psychological programs, and developing inner city communities. Fans went crazy when Mike Tyson announced his return to the ring with an exhibition fight against Roy Jones Jr. Well, it looks like we might have to wait a little bit longer. The two were originally scheduled to face off in September, but the fight has been moved back to Thanksgiving weekend, November 28th, to be exact. Triller says that the change was to accommodate a larger audience. This divorce between Tracy Morgan and his wife, Megan, is getting a little nasty. Tracy is asking for joint custody of their 7-year-old daughter and that both sides pay child support. In addition to that, Tracy wants Megan to drop his last name permanently and revert back to her maiden name. So, Larry, you were correct. Megan says that she has inadequate means of support for herself and their daughter. She wants alimony, child support, and primary custody of their daughter. There is a prenup, so we'll see how this one plays out. Cardi B is gracing the September cover of Elle magazine. During the interview, she discussed her upcoming sophomore album, her political stance, her marriage to Migos member Offset, and the importance of getting justice for Breonna Taylor. Specifically, she says that she wishes more male rappers would speak out on her tragic death. A woman, she says, a woman like Breonna Taylor, she was young. She looked like she was listening to your music. She looked like she was your fan. You should stick up for her. Happy birthday to Sir Mix-a-Lot. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all already know what time it is. It is 7:40 and it's time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Oh man, hashtag Larry Mad today is being brought to you by Roof Chris, baby. They got them gift cards. That's right. You can go to our website right now. Log on to power98fm.com, power98fm.com, and find out how you can get an $80 Roof Chris gift card for $50. But an 80 for the 50 is going down right now on power98fm.com. And boy, woo, that's one of my favorite places to eat. Roof Chris, can y'all just send us some free gift cards, we can go eat for the free. But right now, man, you can log on our website, power98fm.com, and find out how you can get an $80 Ruth Chris gift card for $50. It is worth it. All right. Hashtag Larry Mad. Today, Larry is mad at one person and one system. I am mad at Harry Rogers, and I'm also mad at the Virginia justice system. And is it Henrico or Henrico? What is
Henrico.
It? Henrico.
The H is silent.
Oh, Henrico.
No, it's Henrico.
Henrico?
I thought it was... No,
well, whatever it is. Right, y'all know what it is. It's the part of Virginia, this young man, back on June the 7th. His name is Harry Rogers. He's a known member of the KKK. Y'all saw this thing go viral. He took his car and he plowed down protesters that was out with the Black Lives Matter movement. The man has already been sentenced. Like I said, this happened on June 7th. He's already been to court, been to jail. He just got sentenced on yesterday. How much time y'all think he got for this? Just take a guess. I mean, how much time did Harry Rogers, a known KKK member, get for plowing into Black Lives Matter movement protesters?
Probation.
Okay. It wasn't that light.
30 days.
It wasn't that light. They gave him 6 years. He got 6 years. He had 6 misdemeanor counts. So they basically gave him a count for every year for plowing into a trail of protesters. This was a horrific event. He got 6 years, which is very light for this type of event. And they threw out the hate crime. They threw out the hate crime because the hate crime, number one, would have carried more time. Number two, it is a felony. And they threw that out. Guess why they threw the hate crime out? Because they said the people that he hit during this Black Lives Matter protest were not black, so it couldn't have been a hate crime. If y'all don't get in there and do something about these damn stupid laws, and y'all, the man is a known KKK member who plowed into people that were protesting with the Black Lives Matter movement. If that ain't a damn hate crime, I don't know what is. But he's still pending. He's got 3 other felonies that he's not been charged on. So the prosecution is saying that that's where he's going to get some more of his time. I don't believe it. I think, I'm like Jessica, I think they're going to make him do probably like 70 days and let him out on probation. Y'all better go ahead and charge him with these felonies, because ain't no way you take your car and run into a group of protesters and you get 6 years and hit about 10 or 15 people. You got 6 years. I can't deal. 6 years for running over people? And they say this is the American justice system. Hit the hashtag, man, and see what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. This some straight up book.
No Limit Larry!
98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Thank you, Incognito Boy, got us live in the kitchen. And you already know it's a Wednesday, and it is time to get Burpee's thoughts. Larry. Cut that music off and cut my music on. Today's word is being brought to you by Pastor Real. And why do they call me that? Because you keep it 100. Shut your mouth. Today's word, the village is unhappy. Turn to your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
The village. Is unhappy.
They're running them up.
Say people are, they forget where they come from sometimes, Larry and Jessica. See, you got people that are upset with the prophet, how do you say, Belcalis, huh?
Belcalis.
And the prophet, Megan, Belcalis, aka Cardi B. They are upset with them because of WAP. There is nothing wrong with the song that was put out by Cardi and Megan Thee Stallion. See, some of y'all like to throw stones in your glass house, huh? Because y'all forgot he got a book in the Bible, what's his name, Larry?
Luke.
Huh?
Uncle Luke.
He came out and did his thing. You forgot that Nelly was banned from Spelman College. You forgot about Too Short. Y'all forgot about the Tip Drill video. Have you seen? Do you remember the Tip Drill video? It must be your ass. Cause it ain't your face. What do you need, Larry? I said it must be your ass. Cause it ain't your face.
I need a tip drill.
You need, but you up there, they are upset about, it's men upset about WAP. But it's men that won't go out here and vote. It's men that won't go out here and stand up for these women. It's a man that won't go get Tory Lanez, brother Tory, for allegedly, we're not going to accuse him, allegedly shooting Megan in the foot. These men won't stand up for these women, but they'll talk about these women and the things that they don't need to do. WAP is one of my favorite things in the whole wide world. I love WAP.
You love WAP?
Somebody say I love WAP.
I love WAP.
Say WAP, WAP.
WAP, WAP.
WAP three times.
WAP, 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 WAP. That might have been four.
That was too many WAPs. Way too many WAPs.
WAP, 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 WAP. WAP, WAP.
The doors of the church are now open.
I see you. All right,
Way too many WAPs.
It was too many WAPs? You said say WAP three times.
If you have a tithe, as a matter of fact, I'm taking a collection for the WAP. I'm sending around the plate.
For the WAP?
For the WAP, Larry. You don't understand, Jessica.
Damn near prostitution.
I'm taking... No. If the WAP is good, you get a tithing offering. You get 10% of everything that I own in my house. 10%, maybe even more, goes over to my betrothed.
However, you collecting it makes you a pimp.
Matter of fact, the dog.
Think about it.
What you thought?
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B on the radio. Radio, it's a We Family Wednesday. We got a guest stepping in for We Family Wednesday. And of course, Miss Jessica's got your nose and neighbor news quickie on the way. Lil Baby, he's emotionally scarred. Today's high is going to be right near 87, 74 right now. It's Power 98 Charlotte's plug.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, it is 8:23. Time for another Nosy Neighbor News quickie. If anyone ever told you that you resemble Giannis Antetokounmpo, you may...
Who?
Excuse me, what?
Who you say?
Giannis
Antetokounmpo. That is Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Greek freak. Just say the Greek freak.
No, let me finish my story. Let me write it how I want to write it. Okay? Now I will start over again.
Go ahead, say it again.
If anyone ever told you that you resemble Giannis Akitumbo, you may want to get in touch with the folks over at Disney. The House of Mouse has begun casting for the movie about the NBA star called the Greek Freak. See, I said it there, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
All right. The movie will tell the story of the young man and his life from growing up poor in Greece to becoming the NBA star that he is today. So if you happen to know someone that's between the ages of 13 and 15 years old and 15 and 18 years old and they look like Giannis Akapuntamo, Disney is looking for them right now. And you might want to reach out to them.
He actually got suspended last night because he headbutted somebody.
Well, yeah, you would also need to be suspended. That last name needs to be suspended. Okay? Shout out to Giannis Acapulco tomorrow. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news, Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie, tell that.
Hey. The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. The struggle is real. Our family is no different from you. Yeah, we argue, we got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can't think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all already know, man, brand new basketball league came to Charlotte this summer and tried to take over the city. Call the Queen City Pro Am, and the man responsible for the Queen City Pro Am goes by the name of Alonzo Coleman, aka Big Zo. We got him on the phone. What's up, Big Zo?
What's going on, my guy?
Good morning.
What's happening, my boy?
Good morning.
So now the Queen City Pro-Am, like a lot of us know about the regular Pro-Am or the Pro-Am that has been here. Queen City Pro-Am, new to the city. What made you say, okay, I'm going to do something different this year as far as it relates to basketball?
It was just time, man. You know, Charlotte too big not to have a nationally known Pro-Am. You know, it's 2020, you know, just got together with a lot of players, and we just wanted to go in a different direction.
Speaking of a different direction, you did a lot of things. You added a lot of new things, like the YouTube channel and having the games live streamed on YouTube. How did you accomplish all that in having that happen?
I'm just a grind, man. You know, we've been building this thing for a year and a half now, and we just knowing how big, you know, social media and, you know, cameras are today. You know, we just wanted to bring that platform to Charlotte and the basketball in the area.
Now, Zo, how long have you been involved in Pro-Ams altogether? Not just the one, well, obviously the one that you just started in Charlotte is fairly new, but all around, how long have you been involved?
Man, since I've been able to dribble the ball. You know, shout out to the, you know, Pro-Am of Charlotte. You know, shout out to Jeff McKinnis, you know, Anthony Morrow. You know, I'm a Charlotte native. And just, you know, being around the game every summer, you know, I remember going back when it was at the Grady Cole. You know, just, you know, watching those NBA players and the top talents around Charlotte just come in when I was young, when I wasn't able to get on the court. So I've been around it since I was able to dribble the ball, man.
So, Zo, let's get down to it. There's a lot of controversy that is going on about your Pro-Am and the Pro-Am that was here in Charlotte before. There's a lot of talk about this letter that was sent in, and that is the reason why your Pro-Am was shut down. What is going on with this whole situation, and why did you feel the need to start a new Pro-Am instead of partnering with the one that was already here?
Man, it's been a lot going on, but, you know, it's nothing but love on our end. It's just, you know, it was time for a new direction. You know, my partner reached out to the old Pro-Am a couple of years ago, you know, wanted to partner with them. But, you know, unfortunately, some people, you know, don't want to do their own thing, stay in their own lane. It's just, so we just created our own lane. You know, it was just time for, you know, a new modern day platform. And we felt like, you know, Charlotte is big enough for more than one Pro-Am. You know, if you look at all the bigger, you know, bigger states that has multiple Pro-Ams, we feel like Charlotte can be on that level as well. And it's nothing but love on our end, man. It's unfortunate, you know, that, you know, sometimes people feel some type of way when you want to grow. But just like every other platform and business, you know, it's always more than one. It's just about, you know.
Yeah, Zo. What about the email and the letter, Zo? The city want to know about the letter and what happened.
We know it's campaign season and you got to be politically correct.
No,
but we want to get to the juice. What happened?
Hey, I would definitely be politically correct, but we definitely got the receipt. You know, we got the name of the lady. You know, that's on the email, not going to blast her, you know, on the radio, but, you know, it's definitely somebody from their group and their campaign.
From the other pro-am. It was somebody from the other pro-am. And what did the email? No, because Zo won't hear sugarcoating. We don't do that on our show. It was an email from the other pro-am. What did the letter say or what did the email say?
Oh, pretty much, you know, they had some valid, you know, points, you know, with the COVID and everything going on, and the fact that we're still in phase two. But it was just, you know, evil motives behind it to get us shut down. You know, they're just pretty much saying their concerns. And, you know, they fabricated a lot saying that we weren't following protocol, but we had professionals out there taking temperatures, wearing masks. You know, of course, when you're playing sports, you know, you only practice but so much social distancing. So, you know, they elaborated on all those points, but, you know, it was evil motives behind it.
So you are saying that you have this email and you know for a fact that the person sent this email is a female that came, that worked with the other pro-am.
He's definitely coming from their circle for sure. Like the owner of the whole pro-am, he's been taking shots at us for the past, you know, 6 to 7 months. You know, it's just, you know, we move in silence. He's been poking at the bear. And, you know, when we finally got it shut down, you know, you woke a sleeping bear. So, you know, you can't be throwing stones and hide your hands forever. So
my question to you is this. Since has a conversation between you and this other pro-am taken place? And if so, when did those conversations take place?
No conversations have ever been taking place recently. You know, within the past year, ever since we announced we had a pro-am, he never reached out to us. On my end, you know, I had so much to focus on to try to get this thing built. You know, if he wanted to come to me man to man and reach out to me to talk, I'm more than willing. I'm still more than willing. You know, it's nothing but love, but it's bigger than one person. You know, it's for the city of Charlotte and the game of basketball.
So, Zo, why do you think a person from the other pro-am would want to get your pro-am shut down? Why would that be their motive to get your pro-am shut down?
Oh, because they feel some type of way. You know, it's crabs in a bucket, man. When you see some competition doing better than you and you know that it's over, you know, you try to pull out all your cards. You know, they couldn't compete with us on a platform level. So, you know, they got to do everything to try to get us shut down. They thought COVID was going to shut us down. So when they saw that didn't happen, you know, they had to go in a different direction.
What about the allegations of your pro-am not meeting all of the criteria, all of the certifications, not having all of the certifications to be deemed a pro-am according to, like, NBA rules and things of that nature?
Oh, no. At the time when he said it, you know, we weren't, but also they weren't as well, because every year you have to be renewed. You know, so if you're promoting that at that time, any pro-am, if you was there last year, certified last year, it doesn't matter because you have to be renewed every year. But when the time came around, I was already in contact with the NCAA and the NBA about being sanctioned, NBA sanctioned and NBA certified. So I knew we would be there when the deadline came around, and which we were. So, you know, that's just them also trying to pull out other cards to downplay what we got going on over here.
This is not why Kaepernick knelt. Dear other pro-am, leave them the hell alone. That's pretty much what Zoe's saying without saying it. I'm going to say it for you, Zoe. I got you, bro. Go ahead, leave them the hell alone. Worry about how much. Go on into retirement, into the sunset, and let this pro-am flourish the way it should to see another black person, another black man prosper. Why we can't do that?
Right, man, right. It's nothing but love, man. Like I said, hopefully this will spark a fire underneath there, you know, and do better. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Charlotte is big enough for two pro-ams.
So,
we're more than willing enough to help out.
So you'll be back next year with your pro-am, and I say next year because you just had the championship the Monday night. You just had the championship. You crowned a champion in the Queen City pro-am. So y'all will be back next year.
Yeah, God's willing. You know, hopefully COVID, we get things back to normal, then it's going to be bigger and better next summer for sure.
chance of a partnership with the old pro?
Yeah, it's a chance, man. Like I said, it's number love, man. Ain't
nah,
no love
you can't bonus. Partner. He done tried to call the police on you. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Like I said, it's bigger than one person, man. It's for the city.
It's definitely for the city, man, and the fact that we could have two programs, you know, especially with, you know, what's going on as far as these communities and kids need something to do, because the program that both programs both offer free entertainment for kids and families.
Exactly. Nonprofit organizations, and it's for the community. And that's one of the biggest things we stand for. We got some community events coming up. And, you know, like I said, it's for the city and for the community. So we're willing to, you know, grow with anybody.
Let me ask you this, because this was a big conversation when this letter came out and this email came out around my family and friends. I have family that played in the other pro-am. I got family that plays in this pro-am. What was stated in the, and I want to give you a chance to answer this so that you can get a chance to defend yourself. What was in the email that was incorrect? That was stated about your pro-am.
I'm pretty much saying that we wasn't following the protocols, that we weren't taking temperatures. We was actually taking temperatures and checking oxygen levels before they was entering the facility, that we weren't wearing masks in the facilities. But, of course, you know, players can't play with masks, so, and practicing social distancing when you're playing basketball. So, of course, we wasn't following those guidelines, but it was approved by the gym. So, it's just fabricated, you know, it fabricated it and a lot in the email. But, you know, it is what it is at this point.
All right. Thank you, Zoe, for tapping in with the Madhouse this morning and clearing it up. And, man, good luck with the pro-am. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being a coach this season in the pro-am. I'm getting in shape so I can play next year. I'm coming to play next year.
Hey, man, if you can play half as well as you coach, man, then you just need to stay on the radio.
Hold on. How you going to try my coaching skills, big dog?
Hold on, Zoe.
He said it's questionable.
Thank you for your honesty. Hold up.
Time out, Zoe. But tell the truth. My team was down 15. What happened after that, Zoe?
Larry.
Let him answer the question, though. My team was down 15. Hey. What happened after that,
Zoe? That man said what he said.
Y'all came back and you choked.
You choked, Larry.
First of all, I wasn't out there playing, so it wasn't me to choke.
You're a horrible coach.
I know. I can't go out there and make you.
You're gonna blame everybody else. You're a terrible coach.
You're damn right, because they missed 20 free throws. We missed 20 free throws, and in the Queen City Pro-Am, one free throw equals 2 points. That's 40 damn points. We lost by 6 points. How's that on the coach?
Well, it sounds like the coach needs to tell the team to practice their damn free throw.
Coaches always get the damn blame. Bye, Zoe. Get the hell out of my phone.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
What's going on, man? It's Kevin, man.
All right, Kevin, let's play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
What? Kick it out, man, Jessica.
Rev Run from Run DMC has 6 children. Name 3 of them.
Let's see. Diggy. Or Dizzy, or what is called, a D, little dude.
I need a full answer.
Oh, hell. Samantha DMC.
Samantha DMC.
Run Junior and
No. You were actually on the right track in the beginning.
You started good. You started good.
Okay.
You started good.
Okay. All right, I'm going to come through in these next two. Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, my big dog. One of my big dogs is Petey Pablo. He had the world going crazy with a song, and in the song he said, spin it around your head like a helicopter. What was the name of that song?
It was called Raise Up.
Definitely was called Raise Up. All right, your third and final question. If you get it right, you are Black Smart. If you do not, we're taking that hood black card. Burp, what you got for him?
On the show My Wife and Kids, what was Junior's child name?
That's a good one.
Oh, my God. Junior's child. Man, I don't know. I right, just take my card. Damn.
No.
And we will.
No.
And we will. Go and get up, Chef Kev. Go and get up.
Larry?
Yeah, me. Stick to cooking, man. I don't know no tricks.
Yeah, let go me on. Get the cooking. Yeah, stick to cooking.
We refused to ask you black food questions because we knew you was going to do that. Larry?
See, that's discriminatory. I would have got it. It would have been oodles and noodles and hot dogs. I'd have got it.
Sounds good, eh?
Larry, what's he black for?
Hell no, hell no, hell no, to the no, 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 hell to the no, hell to the no, 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 listen.
Black card number 48 we've taken during the pandemic.
I'm on a mission now, Larry.
What?
I want to get to a Hyundai.
Okay. We might make it there.
We're on our way to 50.
We might make it there before next week. Charlotte's plug, man. It's Pod 98.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Madhouse question of the day. We drop it every morning at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:25. Ms. Jessica, what was that question of the day?
Well, Joe Biden announced Kamala Harris as his vice presidential running mate. What do you think about his pick?
The travel good said, I'll roll with it, but hey, I didn't vote Biden, so I don't know. Just Glory said, regardless of who we picked as running mate, we still have to get out there and vote if we want to change our current administration. Yeah, and let me see. I put a poll up on my Instagram story. Let's see what the poll came back as. 68% on my Instagram poll said this is a good pick for Joe Biden.
I love Ambie says, I was hoping that he'd pick Rice. Kamala has a questionable past with some policies, but so does Biden. They'll get my vote. Trump needs to be unseated. Our Glimp 24 says, best choice. She is strong, has integrity, and is a born leader. She's going to slaughter Mickey Mouse Pence in the debate. Coach Mo Drayton says, the lack of authentic political engagement and knowledge amongst the woke black people is very obvious right now. Kamala has been fighting for black people since 2016 with bills such as criminal justice reform, equity in health care for black women, the Maternal Cares Act, eviction protection, police brutality bills. I mean, I can be here all day. People can go to www.congress.gov to see what she's been doing versus reading a Facebook post and becoming an expert on her policy.
Come on now. They better talk that talk. Well, mine are not so deep. My comments ain't so deep, Jessica. Adventures of 10-2 said he could have picked a Dyson vacuum, a used crayon, or a mailbox for a running mate. I'm still voting for Joe. Trump gotta go.
No. Well, black people crazy.
God's Girl 753 said, love his choice. And I did have one said, the way she hit him during the primaries was disqualifying for me. If Republicans are smart, they'll run ads against Biden using clips of Kamala during debates. But at least it wasn't Stacey. That would have been like picking Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So I'm confused. I mean, he said he ain't like her, but she wanted to.
She was saying that Stacey Abrams wasn't a good pick either.
Right,
mm-hmm. Right. All right, you know, you got it on your mind, you can let it off on the Madhouse voicemail, 704-227-8780. Anything you heard on the show, you can comment on.
Ooh, I tell you what, mister, what the hell? You gonna get off my back and quit messing with me, or let me get on your back and mess with you? Oh, silly self. You know you want that boomerang, you want that hook in your book. But anyway, topic of the day, Kamala Harris is not a friend of the black people, honey. Check the records, they have a locked up more Negroes than all of Jim Crow's. Ooh.
That's what it. Thank you, Toodles. You could have kept the first part, but thank you for your comment on Kamala Harris. Why do I always say that such and such locked up such and such? No, you got yourself locked up. You put yourself in that situation and got yourself locked up.
Right.
You knew the guidelines that they were sentencing people by. You went out there and moved them bricks. You went out there and sold that stuff. You knew what the guidelines was. You knew what the consequences were. You took them chances, and you mad that you got to pay for the chances that you took.
Black people always, I see it on Instagram and social media.
It could just be me.
celebrate the black woman, protect the black woman, acknowledge the black woman, just don't like Kamala Harris. That's what I'm getting. Like, what do y'all want? What do you want? You want everything and nothing at the same time.
If you got it on your mind, let it off. We drop your Madhouse question of the day every morning at 6:05. Play responses back at 9:25. That's what it is.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, August 12th. Nick Cannon is taking legal action to get his show back. Last month, Viacom-CBS severed ties with him after his controversial statements regarding the Jewish community on his podcast. Now, word is Nick plans on suing the company for $1.5 billion. According to Nick's people, Wild and Out has brought billions of dollars in revenue to Viacom since 2015, and Nick deserves and has earned everything that it's worth. They also say that Nick plans on investing the money into youth programming, creating psychological programs, and developing inner city communities. $1.5 billion.
Get it back!
Yes, sir.
They never sold my episodes. I want them to get it back.
He not gonna get $1.5 billion.
No, I don't know. Wild'n Out has restaurant chains. But it's the name Wild'n Out. It's he not just
get,
the show.
He not gonna get $1.5 billion.
He might. You never know.
Do you really think that Nick Cannon will get $1.5 billion?
No, they'll settle.
Okay.
He might get close though. He might get 500 to 800 million.
He'll get close.
Oh, million?
Yeah.
He ain't getting 1 billion.
Nah, you gotta shoot high so when they come back, they know you ain't playing with them. You know what I mean? You shoot that high number so they know you ain't playing with them. I ain't out here playing.
I ain't put Wild and Out back so I can get the residual check.
I am excited to see if he does get money, what he is going to do with it, because he is very creative in what he does. He does do good work. So if he's saying that he's going to be going out here, creating programming, putting it into the communities and things like that, I'm excited to see how he does it.
You know what?
He's very creative about
that. You know what would be smart for Nick Cannon? Because he just graduated from Howard. If he created something along the lines of HBCU Drumline. Or if he did something along those lines. The movie did very well. The movie was good. Not the second one. But because people know him from that also, I think that would be dope if he did something along the lines of those HBCU drummers.
Well, next story. Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., they were supposed to be going to battle in September, but that fight has been moved back to Thanksgiving weekend. It's going to take place on November 28th. They say that they wanted to do that to accommodate a larger audience.
Yeah. And, you know, they wanted more people to tap in, and they wanted Roy to get more time to get in shape, because Roy looked all the way out of shape. Mm-hmm. And Mike was going to kill him.
It's cold in November, them old-ass joints that they got. That arthritis going to stay in. They keep playing. They keep on playing. Ain't going to be nobody in them damn stands.
Shut up, Pervert, shut up.
Ain't going to be nobody in the stands,
It's not for people to be in the stands, in the crowd, watching, in the audience.
That means
watching.
It's going to be colder in the building. No. So they gonna be,
What are you talking about, Pervert?
You
started out good, didn't
you? No, listen. If you're in there sweating.
We understand what you're saying.
They got heat.
They joints and they particles.
Heat. If they're going to be in the building, they got heat in the building.
Watch.
You act like there's never been a winter fight before.
No, it has. But not between 50-year-olds.
Calm down, Burpee.
They know what they're doing.
Nah. Nope. This divorce between Tracy Morgan and his wife is getting a little nasty. Look, in between all the stuff that they're asking for on each side, Tracy says, give me my damn name back. You can't keep my name. That's what Tracy said. I permanently want you to drop my name. Get it. Take it off air.
Wow.
Take it off of there.
Yeah, get a man a name back.
I do wonder that when people get divorced.
Get my name back.
Not celebrities, just the people in general.
Yeah, get my name back.
A woman keeps the name.
I guess because you was once that person. You was once married.
You was not me either before we got married.
I think that also, I think there's a timeline to it. Like, if I've been married to you for 20 years.
Yeah.
that's how long people have known me by that name and everything right. like that. I'm not going to go back to my maiden name after I've established myself as this. This is my name now. But if I've been married to you, like my best friend was married for a little over a year. She went back to her maiden name.
Oh, a little over a year. Her wedding name ain't set in yet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so I think there's a time that's established to it. If if that's been my name for years, then I'm keeping my name because it's my name now. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my name. That's who I am. So happy birthday to Sir Mix-a-Lot. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl.
Why y'all do something
like
that? One
of the greatest hit wonders of all time, man.
But if you going to make one hit, make sure it's a
big one. Did Sir Mix-a-Lot have another hit? Did he have two? Or
let me think about
one?
That. No, hell no. He not one that people care about.
It was another one.
It was a baby hit. It was a bunt. It wasn't a four.
That y'all don't know the name.
I can't think of it, but he did have another one.
I thought there was another song that came for Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No, he did have other songs drop. He did have another song.
There is another one.
Look him up, Perpy, on your slow ass computer.
What you're not gonna do is play Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Right. Like, he got
that
one of
man
the
gave
he
us
got one.
Baby got
oh, damn. I said he had the greatest one hit wonder of all time.
He got one of the biggest hits ever. And he had a hit number two, it just wasn't as big
after
as
after I said
this.
His name, you also did give out a hefty holler.
Cause you looked and you said happy birthday to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
He needed a dramatic pause before I said his name, Perpy.
Jessica. Neighborhood.
Power 98. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.